Hospitality is a big industry in the Valley, and some big changes could be coming to hotels here. Brandon Brown has written about some of them. He's a reporter for the Phoenix Business Journal, and he joins me. And Brandon, you spoke with a few people who follow this industry, and it seems as though they're looking for more use of technology.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more technology used in hotels is kind of what the trends are kind of looking like. Just like every other aspect of our lives, whether it's in grocery stores or in malls or in restaurants, people are using technology and apps to interact with customers better and giving more ease to customers. It's going to be happening in hotels as well.
Now, you wrote about the check-in process maybe being done electronically, getting rid of the front desk, people accessing their rooms on an app. This is something that we're going to look for, huh?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I never really liked the check-in process. Waiting at the hotel desk, I'm like, they already have my credit card information. They already know my name. They already know I'm coming. And I have to wait behind like five people who are asking questions about extra pillows and stuff. I'm like, can I just go to my room already? And I think that's finally going to happen is you're going to be able to go with your app on your phone, and they're going to make it so you can use your phone to open up the door without having a key. It's going to be a seamless process. And then that way they can free up the lobby and make maybe more common space, which is actually something very popular in hotels right now, is having places for people to hang out down in the lobby, and you get rid of that bulky desk in the front.
All right, so you called it a seamless process, but one has to ask. For example, if I'm using my phone to open my door, what if my phone is out of battery? Or what if the app has a glitch in it? Or what if I just can't get in? There's no front desk for me to call. What do I do?
That is kind of a problem and could pose a problem. What a lot of hotels and what the people I talked to said is they're going to have maybe just a roving agent or someone have a set up a kiosk down in the front where they, instead of having a big old computer system and printers and everything, they're just going to have an iPad or a tablet of sorts. And that way they can access stuff for there and maybe open your hotel room for you. Or if you have to have another type of key or something, they could do that as well.
So you also write about the trends of health and wellness and fitness, things like that, things that we have seen in hotels already. But as you write about, we should be looking for a lot more of that.
Yeah, I think it's going to get more specific as well. Instead of just having a fitness center with ellipticals or a couple weights and a treadmill, maybe have like certain programs. We're going to have yoga at 9 o'clock in the morning, or we're going to have other set programs as well as within the hotel restaurants and bars, having menus catered to certain, you know, vegan items as well as, you know, gluten-free and other things like that to kind of include everyone in this big health trend that's going on and expanding throughout all parts of consumers.
Are there certain types of hotels that we should be looking for this coming to maybe more than others?
I would say that all hotels are going to be seeing some sorts of changes. Not every trend fits every hotel. The convention hotels in downtown Phoenix want to get as many people in there as they can and then get them, you know, to the conventions and make that an easy process. So having some of these bigger changes and more robust changes with like yoga and stuff like that, people aren't necessarily staying at those hotels for those reasons. But every hotel can make a change where you can make it seem even luxurious, even like the budget hotels can maybe do something. Having a well-functioning app will make it seem like a nicer stay than what it has maybe was in the past.
So you're thinking like yoga and other wellness programs and more space maybe in the lobby. That's maybe more the high-end resort-type hotels?
Yeah, high-end resorts where people are staying for a while. Maybe, you know, out in Scottsdale or further out is where they'll have those. Another part of that is a lot of hotels are thinking and starting to already is have a garden on site where they're growing fruits or vegetables that they're using in their restaurants and within different in their bars as well, so that they can kind of follow some of these trends and, you know, having, instead of just farm to table, it's like actually seed to table.
Are any of these things unique to Phoenix? I mean, are these things that we're seeing in other cities that are coming to Phoenix eventually?
Some of these things are happening in other cities, but this is kind of across the whole tourism and hospitality industry. In Phoenix, since tourism is such a big part of our economy, last year tourism brought in $24 billion. More than that. Since it's such a big part of our economy, it's going to happen here more quickly than other places.
One of the other trends you wrote about that I thought was interesting was the idea of authentic experiences. And I'm wondering if that means that hotels that maybe cater to tourists are going to work harder to get those tourists into the local community and have them go to, you know, restaurants that maybe aren't in the travel books and see places that aren't in the travel books, things that maybe people who live here know about, but people who are just coming for a week or a few days maybe wouldn't necessarily get to.
Yeah, and this is something they call the Airbnb effect, where Airbnb was very popular because people felt like I'm traveling and getting an experience that isn't what I usually have. And so hotels are seeing that, and they're like, we can do that as well as maybe offer more than what an Airbnb can offer. And so they're going to be looking at finding new restaurants or more authentic or, you know, Phoenix or Scottsdale or wherever they are in the valley, you know, these specific restaurants that kind of cater to those. As well as the other part of it is when it comes to the restaurants and food and beverage, instead of just having kind of like an everyday hotel bar or hotel restaurant, they're going to try to have something that's more authentic that feels like it fits into this neighborhood or this Southwest vibe more than what they used to have.
Among the people who watch this industry, is there a sense that any of these trends are a result of Airbnb, where hotels are trying to win back some of the business that maybe they once had that are now staying in rental homes?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is either trying to win back business or attract people who are maybe thinking about maybe doing an Airbnb to be like, hey, like we can offer a lot of the same things as well as what hotels can offer that Airbnb and other VRBO or can offer.
All right, that's Brandon Brown, a reporter with the Phoenix Business Journal. Brandon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.